Talk Radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
There is a path to victory. Donald may be trying to march his way there. We shall see what happens. What's going to take place over the next, let's say 4.5 days is going to be more than interesting. The path to victory is definitely there. Message needs to be on point. He needs to not deviate from the lane that he's currently finding himself in. And he needs to be real. Absolutely 110% real about reaching out over these next few days in a few states. States like North Carolina. States like Florida. Ohio. Places like that where he needs... They're must win. I tell you what. If... And understand this. I am not... I have told you who I'm, you know, what I feel about these two candidates. I have told you how I feel about these two candidates. People get mad. Oh, Chad, you're being a jerk because you're what? Because I'm not sitting here just singing the greatness of Donald. No, I'm not. Because I think he's jacked the pooch on many occasions, and he's done some stuff that I find to be deplorable, if true. Not his supporters, but himself. But he's got a chance now. He's very much in the running for this thing. CNN and a lot of these other places are going to give you a different look. Because, look, I mean, for all intents and purposes, it may as well be on Hillary's payroll. Maybe, I don't know. But there are now several different ways for him to get the prerequisite 270 he needs for his road to the White House. Again, 2 weeks ago, the only way for him to do it was for her to quit. Different now. He's in. He's got a shot. You ask any boxer in the world, and they'll tell you, you get in that ring... As long as you got a punch, you're in with the puncher's chance. I look at this and I look at the way that this thing is going and breaking down, and two things come to mind. First, the dump that happened with WikiLeaks is continuing and is going to continue to happen. And I think it is, if I'm right, producer Anthony, is it Saturday that Julian Assange is going to have some sort of, November 5th. So he's going to roll out something on Saturday. What it is, I don't know. I'll tell you one thing, though. You might have wanted to do it a little earlier. Some 31 million people have already voted. So take that into effect. Some 31 million people. But for Julian Assange, who said today that Russia did not give him this. It's also being widely reported that as many as five foreign entities have hacked into her private server. Five. So he says Russia will be part of the interview, but he said he did not get any of the information. So Julian Assange has come out and said that. I'm telling you, when I talk to people who are going to vote for her, like you ask somebody who's voting for Donald Trump, and you'll get some people like, I just can't stand the Clintons, but you get a lot of people who say it's change, it's different. We're not voting for him as a human being, we're voting for him as a change. Could be anybody. This is what we want, because she embodies everything that politics is and has become and that we believe it is, and he has none of that. Oh, he may be a billionaire, and he may be obnoxious, and he may be a blackguard and all of those things, but he is not part of that system. And what would it look like if we turned the system upside down, shook it out a little bit, and said, look at this. It may blow up in our face. And I'm not talking about a nuclear war. It may go sideways. It may turn out to be the greatest thing America's done in a very long time as far as our political landscape goes. But when I talk to people who are voting for Hillary, it's never because she's the most amazing person. It's never because she's incredible. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about experience. Don't ever, 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 ever confuse experience for talent, for leadership. Don't ever confuse that. Look at the world that we live in. All right? I have news for you. There is a guy that spent 59 years at a McDonald's. He got a lot of experience. Somebody may have come in 3 months earlier, and now he's a manager of McDonald's. Don't ever confuse experience for talent and leadership. See, but it's not even about talent and leadership with Donald. It's about a message. Donald is the message. For once, America feels like we've got a puppet instead of being the puppet. And that puppet is echoing a lot of what we're feeling. So whenever I talk to people who are all into to what, you know, Hillary's all about, it's never about any of the things that she's done. Because very few people can name anything that she's done. No, it's mostly about he's not her and she's not him. Meaning it's a popularity contest and she's less, you know, vile than he is. It's important. Look, Donald has hurt himself. I would love to see what it looks like had Donald not been so angry at times with the way that he's talked about women and so, yeah, you know, all this stuff coming out. Because I would wonder what it would look like. Look, if you have somebody comes out today and who's running and they say they hate white people or white people are stupid or whatever it is, you wouldn't expect a lot of white people to vote for him or her, would you? No. So Donald's done some of the stuff he's done. He's done a lot of most of what you've seen from Donald right now as far as the struggles have gone have all been self-inflicted. But for the people that have followed Donald, they don't care. Because it's not about him. They're not putting him in as a person. They're putting him in as a voice. They're putting him in as change. They're putting him in as something that's not what we normally get. His path of victory is there. Will he hit it? I don't know. If I was wrong with the Indians, maybe I'm wrong with this. I still think she's going to win, but the margin is going to be very, very close. And we may not even know that night. We're going to go long that night. We may be getting off the air that night. Motions are going to be being filed. We may not know for a few days. Exactly, especially if it's as close in Florida and Ohio and Pennsylvania and stuff. We may not know. But he now has a path to victory in several different ways and states that he needs to win that he didn't have 2 weeks ago. Because I think people are realizing that she's everything we thought she was. And the fact that they're looking deeper into the Clinton Foundation, the fact that they're looking deeper into a lot of these things, and the fact, you know what, I don't know what's on these emails. I don't. Do I think Huma Abedin has done something horrific and wrong? No, I think like anything else, she tried to help a boss. She tried to help a boss. Just like when people say, and look, I'm one of the few people that will somewhat defend Hillary when it comes to Benghazi as far as the story goes. Because she was helping a boss in election time and she fell on a sword. But when I talk to people about why they want Trump, it's because there's something enthusiastic about him and because I think a lot of people see him as their voice of change against a system they no longer recognize or have anything in common with. And when I see people talk about Hillary and why they're voting for her, more often than not, it's because she's not him. That's not a mandate if you win, by the way. More or less, that's just kind of sadness. What's not sad, Chad? Well, let me tell you, blood flow.
What?
Yes. You know, I think both of these candidates could use some super beats. Give some energy, right? A little kick in the pants. Couldn't hurt them. I know that. Especially, you know, because they're getting a little longer in the tooth. Now, there's a natural way that I support healthy blood flow. That's by getting enough dietary nitrates into my body. And they get converted to nitric oxide. Super beats is the way that I do that. What I do is I take a teaspoon a day. Sometimes I throw it in water. Sometimes I throw it inside of a smoothie. Some people put it in yogurt. Within 15 or 20 minutes, the stamina, the energy, it's there. It doesn't taste like beets. And I got a bunch of super beets last night. And I'm going to be honest with you, there are some new flavors, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. Now, super beets, I'm using this because it helps me with my blood flow, circulation, my blood pressure, my heart. It is amazing. And again, it doesn't have that super beet taste. Phil, you used to smoke. You don't. You're getting healthier. You're taking super beets.
I am.
Does it taste better?
It does taste better, and it tasted great to begin with. But, you know, with quitting smoking, it's actually been tougher than I thought it was going to be, because this was the first time that I actually wanted to do it. And I take super beets in the morning. It replaces my coffee. I don't have the jitters. I don't have the crash. It tastes great.
It tastes great. Less filling, if you will. None of that crash. It's amazing. We could all use a little bit of energy in a natural kind of way. Super Beats gives it to you. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. Bam. Plus, you're going to get these things called nitric oxide indicator strips. What you do is you use them before and after. Make sure it's working inside your body. You're going to get a book called Beat the Odds Free and free shipping. Here is where they put their money where their mouth is. It's guaranteed or your money back. If it doesn't work, if you're saying, I don't feel the energy, you get your money back. Go to chadbeats.com. That is chadbeats.com, or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. This stuff works. Guaranteed or your money back. Go to chadbeats.com or call, say, Chad, send me, 800-561-2677. Speaking of health and death, if you want to be successful, you might want to think about doing this. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
If you want to be more successful, think a little bit more about death. What? That sounds weird. So researchers are saying, if you want to be a little bit more successful, I think you think a little bit more about death. The researchers did a bunch of research on athletes, had them doing questionnaires. Some questionnaires would ask athletes certain questions about the sports they played. The other athletes were asked questions about death. The ones who were asked about death performed 40 times better than the ones who were asked about their specific sports. Same thing went when they were talking to basketball players about just shooting drills. One set of athletes just did a bunch of shooting without anybody around them. The other one did a bunch of shooting with people standing around them wearing essentially skulls, things that showed mortality. The reason researchers think this is true is because if you think you're on borrowed time, you want to do all you can subconsciously to extend that time. So if you think you're part of a greater thing, that you may leave some sort of legacy, if you will, and or you want to make sure you have everything taken care of as you move forward, you'll focus harder. You will. You will focus so much harder. Focus is, that's what it's really about. It's about the focus of things. Case in point, how many of you hated reading out loud in school because you were shy? But when the teacher finally got to you, you really never missed a beat. Maybe some of you did, but some of you stumbled anyways in life, so it doesn't really matter. But by and large, most of you did okay. And the reason was because you hyper-focused. Your mind went there. When your mind goes there, you'd be surprised how well you can do things. And I think the same thing goes with that. With like with the death side of things, you become more hyper-focused, hyper-vigilant. If you know, like look at everybody out there who knows they have to cram for a test. How hard do you focus over those last few hours? Same thing with President Obama's got, what, 78 days left in office? He is doing all he can because his time is borrowed. He'll be out of office soon, just like every president. Those last 100 days, they do a lot of stuff. They become hyper-focused. We all do that. And death is the ultimate in hyper-focusing because, again, the sands of time are slowly slipping away, and you got X amount of times to do something. That's why milestone birthdays are so big. Because you get to that point where you're in your mid-40s and you're thinking to yourself, I'm on the back nine of life. All right, I'm making that turn. And you know what? I probably got more life behind me than I do in front of me. So all of a sudden, you become a little bit more focused on certain things. So if you want to be successful in life, not all the time, but you want to hyper-focus on certain things because you want to leave a lasting impression that may carry on, the best thing for you to do is when you go into a certain situation is give a little thought about your mortality, they're saying, and you'll find out how much more focused you can be. Maybe. Maybe not. But it is kind of interesting. The Chad Benson Show Facebook. At Chad Benson Show Twitter. CHADBENSON. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. A lot of people texting me about TV watching. You're so right. I have stuff in the queue and it disappears, says one texter. It's because we don't use it all up. You don't use it all up. So what happens? Goes away. Use it or lose it. It's like vacation days. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter. Men! Are we becoming a little less manly? And is that a good or bad thing? Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right. Men, you straight white SOBs, you know who you are. You've destroyed this earth. Thank God people like Lena Dunham can come around and make us a thing of the past. Now, we'll get to this little thing that she posted and the BS that she's spouting. And I don't know. I scratch my head. You know, we are trying to do things to boys. It's tough to be a boy in our society nowadays. It's tough. I don't care what anybody says. Well, you've had it this way for years. And it's tough to be a boy. My son yesterday, you guys listen to the show. Jack, my son's whopping 6 years old. He is it. The greatest thing I'll ever do in my life is be his dad. I love him to death. He got in trouble yesterday. His mom writes me. She texts me during the show. Jack's in trouble. So what did he do? Well, he and his friends were reading a book about football in the library, and they were tackling each other on a couch, and the teacher told him to be quiet one or two times, and he got in trouble, and he had to go home, and he had to write an apology letter. I thought to myself, nah, sorry. Look, I told Jack last night, I said, Jack, when your teacher tells you to do something, you listen. Where I was pissed about it was the fact that, I was mad Jack didn't listen. Absolutely. It's the fact, though, that being a boy now, everything is off limits. Use your finger for a gun. You say something to a little girl. You tackle your buddies. They're feminizing little boys. Even school and its work is leaned in that direction. Let me tell you what little boys are. If you've had a little boy, you know. A little boy is a ball of energy. And it's inertia. It's like an atom. It flings and bounces and bing, ching, bang, bing, ching, bing, bomb. Starts in school. Remember that as we move forward. Lena Dunham tweeted out that she's trying to improve men. It's not the end of men. It's the evolution of men into better men. And she played this little animation on her Twitter site. Take a listen.
How are you feeling about the extinction of white men?
Well, white men are a problem. Straight white men are a big problem. That's for sure. But I actually feel pretty good about it. I think straight white guys have been screwing things up for long enough. High time for straight white males to step back and let some other people do it.
That's my dad.
That's my dad. Straight white men have been ruining things for years. Producer Phil, how did I feel about that? F*** you. Best put right there. Rather than try to have Phil hit the dump button, we thought we'd do it early. Straight white men, we are doing everything in our power to emasculate men in society. It has started in schools with Jack. I tell the story and I give the example of a frog. You take a frog, you throw him in hot water, said frog will jump out of hot water. It's boiling. I don't like that. It's hot. You take a frog and put it in a pot. And you slowly turn the heat up on it. It acclimatizes itself. And lo and behold, before he knows it, he's boiling. And it's too late. We're doing that with young boys. We're getting rid of what used to be men. Let me ask you this, women. I've got a lot of people out there who are women who listen to the show. God bless you. How do you want your man? Do you want your man a man? Or do you want your man a better man? A kinder, more simple man. That's a question right there. I love when people talk science, right? Climate change real, so you got to believe it because the science says so. But I don't like kids getting vaccinated because I think it gives autism and men shouldn't be men, even though it, by nature, over hundreds of millions of years, we've evolved into this, and this is the way that we do things. We should change that. We should evolve into something better. Look, I have news for you. Straight white men, straight black men, gay white men, gay black men, gay Latinos, gay Asians, straight Latinos, women of all ilks have jacked up a lot of crap in life. And they've also added good stuff. I will never in my life ever apologize for being a straight white man, as so many in society would want us to do. You will never hear, I'm sorry. I really am sorry. I'm sorry for the things I've done to you. Which is nothing, because I've done nothing to you. Are there people out there that are clowns? Yes. Are there people out there that are asshats? Yes. But that's throughout society. Doesn't matter what color you are. Doesn't matter the make and model, the shape or size. Being an ass clown doesn't care. Done. I won't apologize. I like the fact that my son is all boy. I like the fact that he's a ball of energy. I like the fact that he bounces. I like the fact that he plays army. I like the fact that he loves to wrestle and tackle and do stuff. I love the fact that he's all boy. And I don't want him to change. And I sure in the hell don't want school telling him he's too much boy. It's embarrassing. Colleges now, across the board, you see it. Universities are working to purge male students of their toxic masculinity. What the bleep? is that? Schools are hosting training sessions, group meetings, lectures, and other programs to effectively cleanse what many campus leaders and left-leaning scholars contend is an unhealthy masculinity in young men today. Hyper-masculine sporting cultures, active domestic terrorism, and much more is often blamed because of toxic masculinity. Does anybody else find this insane? Because it is insane. The beauty of us, let me tell you something, ladies, and for you left-leaners out there, women and men are different. And instead of trying to be a victim and a suppressor, how about we celebrate the fact that women and men are inherently different? Stop trying to blur the lines. Isn't it like a woman like Lena Dunham to try to change a man? That's probably why you're single. Chad, well, I'm just saying, she's kind of probably a bitch. And kind of probably so is Taylor Swift, but she's hot, so guys will go there. Chad, you're a jerk. I'm honest. And it's funny because, producer Phil, you read a lot of the stuff that was on that Twitter feed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Let me tell you something. The left and the right both think she's insane. Some of the stuff they put out there. It's crazy. First of all, we're not supposed to identify with color, yet you want to get rid of strictly only straight white males. Could you imagine if you went on there and go, you know, the best thing for this world is to get rid of black straight men? Holy mother of God. But it's okay. Look, I'm fine with who I am, and I won't apologize for who I am. And if society has made you weak because you feel under threatened 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by people who are men, then you've got issues. You do. You've got issues. But this is what the left does in a lot of ways. Where there may be stuff that we can actually have a dialogue about, they take it to the extent where you've lost me. You've absolutely lost me. I can't have a conversation with you because you're nowhere in the realm of reality. Listen to some of the stuff they do. This is great. Duke University started a program this semester for male students to reflect on topics such as patriarchy, male privilege, rape culture, pornography, machismo, the language of dominance. What the hell is the language of dominance? And by the way, ladies, again with the 50 Shades of Grey, last time I checked, I'm just saying. Mandatory freshman orientation at Gettysburg College in August. Male students had to watch a documentary which stated in part that the three most destructive words a boy can hear growing up is be a man. Are you kidding me? That's the most destructive words, like not I hate you. Be a man. Oh, my God, my life is ruined. Be a man. Be a woman. Be who you are. We're always told in life we should celebrate who we are, right? That is, unless it's something that makes you feel uncomfortable, then I shouldn't celebrate that. It's happening slowly but surely in a lot of ways. That's why we have to make sure that our little boys become little young men that become men. And stop this insanity. Getting rid of, you've got to get rid of men. Straight white men have screwed everything up. And you know what's funny? If she would have gone on like Bill Maher and she would have said that, or somebody would have said that, the ass clowns inside of the crowd would have clapped. I wouldn't have. I would be like, really? Really? So we ruin everything? Really? This is the insanity of it all, though. And this is what's happening out there. Day after day, time after time. And when real issues crop up in situations, that stuff's ignored, like the bullying incident the other day. But if your kid's a little too rough on the playground, well, I'll tell you what. We need to desensitize him. Send him to, they're going to start, what is it, What do they do with when somebody's gay? They send them off to camp to try to reprogram them. They're going to start reprogramming children, little boys, to kinder, gentler ways. Sorry. Not my little dude. I like the fact that he's kinder and gentler to his friends and to animals and to people that he respects and to people he doesn't know and to people he... I like that. But if you think that I would want or you should ever... And ladies, let's be real, right? You, the last thing in the world you want is a man who's not a man. That is the last thing on earth. I have never heard a woman go, you know what I would like my man to be less of? A man. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, love when you do, 323-538-2423, say what? Hulk's got a big payday. Are you too old for this? And speaking of paydays, not a bad day to, well, you know, carry these things around. Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Say what, y'all? Say what? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Brad, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. Just sitting here on my patriarchal throne.
How's that working out for you?
Well, if you talk to a certain person, it's working out great. But if you talk to the left, I should be ashamed of myself.
Don't be ashamed. Never be ashamed of who you are.
Oh.
That's what they always say, right? So I'm not going to be ashamed
no.
of being awesome.
Oh. Right.
Brad, let me ask you this. You're a man. You're a straight male. Presuming you're a cracker like me.
Absolutely.
When you hear something like this and you think about it and you think about it and you look around in society today, we got away. I don't know how old you are, but I'm 45. What I did in school nowadays, I couldn't make a week now without being suspended indefinitely.
And see, I graduated in 2009. I'm 26. And this kind of stuff that's going on now, I feel like a World War II veteran looking back at my generation saying, like, what the hell are these kids doing in school now? I don't get it. It's like another world to me. And I'm not that old. I haven't been removed from high school or school from general in really that long. So I'm blown away by how exponentially this world has changed. And it's sickening and it's appalling, really.
It is. And it's going to continue to move that way unless we do something about it. Appreciate your call, man. You have yourself a good day on your throne. A little say what here. We'll roll through these things quickly. Caddy. Looper. Caddyshack was probably made caddies famous, but being a looper is both lucrative and or expensive, depending on who you play with if you're a professional caddy. Yesterday, J.P. Fitzgerald got a huge surprise. He is Rory McIlroy's caddy, and he's been with Rory for a very long time. Roy won the FedEx Cup playoffs last month. That's a bonus. He got $10 million. JP went to his bank account, saw that Roy put $1 million inside of his account. $1 million. It's not bad. If you think it's great being a caddy, it can be. It's also tough. It's tough. You got to pay to get your play. These guys fly on private jets. You go coach or you drive. You pay for your own stay. It may cost you $3,000 or $4,000 to get to each place. And if your guy doesn't qualify, you're out $3,000 or $4,000 that week. It sounds great being the likes of Tiger Woods caddy in the heyday or Rory McIlroy or some of these other guys, but it's expensive along the way. You got to be willing to fight through those kind of things. And you got to be a psychologist and you got to do all these things. You don't even got to go where the players go afterwards. You don't get to celebrate with them. Your guy could have won and he's going to a private party. Your ass is going back to the hotel to drink with the other caddies. But still, your guy makes $2 or $3 million a year. $300 grand for you. It's not a horrible life. Speaking of not a horrible life, Hulk Hogan has settled with Gawker. He got $140 million for his sex video that was released. For that, the settlement ended up being $31 million. Here's the crazy thing. he's probably only going to walk with $9 million. His lawyer is going to get 40%. The IRS will take the rest. And at best, he's probably going to walk with about $9.5 million, which is great, mind you. But $140 million down to $9 million? Not what you're dreaming of.
Let me tell you, brother, I'm fine with that. I'd have crushed anybody's skull for that, and you guys see me on that sex video. I was really awesome, brother. That's what I gotta say. I was really awesome, brother.
And finally, when is too old, say what for jeans. What? That's right. 53, apparently, Phil, is too old to wear jeans.
Well, I got news for them.
I do, too. My ass is wearing jeans till I'm 173. There's nothing wrong with wearing jeans. Well, it's for the young. Shut up. The young are idiots. We know this now. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text us, 323-538-2423. I don't know. There's no age limit on jeans. That's like saying there's an age limit on T-shirts. I'm sorry. There's not. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.